Hello, people of the internet. This is Anna Rakantor.
And her editor, Katie.
And we are here to answer all those niggling little questions that keep you up at night.
All right, so for today, we are going to talk about the Advent world. We have a fan who would like to know if the world becomes balanced. For example, the plants, the forests, the green spaces. Does everything go back to normal after Garth?
Yes, Garth is not really in charge of that part of it. He was more in charge of balancing the magic of the world, so his job is pretty much done after book four, except, of course, he acts as a mentor for whatever balancers come after him, and those poor souls that encounter a gardener and have their heads scrambled. But Becca and Trevnor are basically the balancers after him that are in charge of getting the land back into shape. Of course, Nolan helps quite a bit before he has to, take over the throne, but it's them that actually does the legwork. So, Kobunter and Liebendorf are what Becca and Trevnor focus on in their lifetimes. And then, after they, stop working because they're too old for it, the next generation picks up where they left off. So, it takes about three generations, but yes, the planet gets back to its greenness and loses all the desert.
Okay, and the second world question is, where are the phoenixes? He wants to know there's dragons and such. Did they die off? Are they in human form?
We do have phoenixes. They are just not in Jaehaerr or Haen or on this continent, basically. It's over towards Bromini and Coven Orden that the phoenixes like to live, and they're a little bit shy, so you're not going to see them in this world. But for phoenix lovers, they are going to be in the new series.
Okay, we got some character questions as well. Can you explain more about the gardeners and more about the legends?
Okay, gardeners first, because they're a little trickier to explain. I'm not sure if anybody remembers this, but there was a scene in one of the books where Shalong and company are sitting around a campfire one night, and they ask Shalong to tell them the story of how the Catalians came to be. And he shares the story about when the world was first created, Guardian Grimmercy had a little trouble because the humans were in such a difficult place, basically, that they lost all empathy and kindness and any kind of real emotion. The world was just too hard to live in. There was monsters and beasts and, it was a bad situation all around. So at that point, he created the Catalians, and with their empathy, they were able to get humankind back up to a point where they could feel emotions for each other. But at the same time that he did that, he also created the gardeners. He was trying to make sure that the world became a more habitable place for his people. So the gardeners were in charge of getting the land up to a certain level to where it would be easier for humans to cultivate it. And that's part of the reason why they are so invested in keeping the land in good shape, but it's also why they pop in and they speak to humans, because their task is twofold. It's not only the land, but keeping the people in shape as well. Now, if we're talking about legends, I was really, really sorry that I didn't do more with the legends in Advent. I just couldn't find a good way to use them. But they're so cool. So legends are people that have magical powers, but they just don't have that all-around power that a witch, wizard, or a mage does. They are really exceptional, however, in detecting anything that has to do with the earth. So they can feel where rivers are, they can feel where trees are, boulders, mountains, cities. They are literally like talking to the legend on a map. They can sense all of it. If you ask them, how many pebbles are there within the 500 feet of me, they can answer you off the top of their head because they can sense all of it, which is why they're so incredible when it comes to any kind of search or exploration. They're very suited for it.
You know, we may have to utilize one in the New Warlords book.
We might, yes. Thank you, Fan, for that question. It's not making us think.
All right. How many kids does Garth have? How many kids does Shad have? by the time the Warlord's book came around. And did Cloud actually become a Nerisse?
Okay, let's tackle the easy question first. Yes, Cloud becomes a Nerisse. He's very smug about it. Almost insufferably so, but he becomes a Nerisse. Garth, if memory serves, has 3 children by the time we hit Warlords. You see his oldest son, Ellis, in the little Christmas story that I wrote about 2 years ago. Shad, on the other hand, has 2, sort of. He's got a 6-year-old, and Aletha is actually pregnant with her second child when we hit the end of Warlords 1.
Okay. In the books, you mentioned that Jaehaerys kept their magical lines documented so people could know which families had what type of magic. The Raven family recently adopted a witch and an elemental mage. Will that be noted in the genealogy so that future Ravens from adopted lines know to expect magicians other than earth mages?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that the Jaehaerys are very good is about just documenting the genealogy. They have to, because you've got not only people that are being adopted into families, but also, you know, people that are getting married. So all sorts of magical lines are getting mixed. And they don't want surprises, which is why they keep the index to begin with. You know, if you have a witch and a wizard that are happily married and they suddenly have a life mage son, they want to know where that bloodline came from instead of having it as a surprise. Now, something interesting to note for you people is that Hayne also keeps track of all of this. They don't publish an index. This isn't, you know, common knowledge. But anyone from a magical bloodline can go and actually look up their own family tree and see what magic's in it.
Okay. We also have just some kind of general Advent book questions. Other than finishing Warlords, do you ever plan to have another trilogy or such in the Advent universe? Maybe where they have to band together or overcome a big obstacle or evil?
Yes. No? Sort of. Let me explain. About the time that I started working on Shad's book, I had the idea of writing a prequel series to the Advent world. I was very sorry that I never really expounded upon the John 10. It was such a cool idea and I really liked it. But it was almost an afterthought at moments in the Advent series. And I really wanted to just kind of play with that concept more. So I did start a book that was going to take place about 20 years after the Jaehaerys flee into Hayne. And you actually get the John in place. But I looked back at the other day and looked at it and went, wow, this is good. Where was I going with this? Because, of course, I have no notes. I'm terrible at taking notes. I have a bad feeling I'm going to have to actually sit down and revise the whole idea. But yes, I would like to write a prequel series. It's probably not going to happen in the immediate future, but I'd like to at some point.
Are there any other countries unexplored with powerful ley lines and a thirst for conquest that they might have to fight?
No, you've got the full map at this point. You know where all the major countries are and all the major ley lines. So if I do anything else, it's going to be pretty much in that world. The only kind of interesting thing that might happen is that because of this idea I have for a prequel series, you do have John 10 bloodlines that are mixed up in the Empire of Sol, Ascalon to be precise, but that's about it.
The things you learn as an editor when fans ask questions. All right, any other information about the Advent world characters or world that you'd like to share that you didn't get to put in the books or...
Oh, I'm sure there is, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
All right. Well, that's all the questions we have about the Advent world. If you have more, please let us know. We would love to be able to answer them for you. And in the meantime, I'm Katie.
And Honor.
And we hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are in the world.